This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 12th, episode 2224. How is that possible? This episode is brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
Hey, horse world. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Coming up on today's show, Pat Rea is going to be here, and she's going to talk about what you need to have in your horse hoof care kit. And then Marcia Sapp steps in with a live chat from Briarfest. And your new best equine friend might be on the show today, thanks to Pony Place. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hey, you know what we missed on July the 4th? And we should have been there.
I've probably missed a lot. What is it this time?
We should have been there because it's our kind of thing. It would have been perfect for this show. It was the Road Apple Roulette. It's held each year on the 4th of July parade in Haley, Idaho. How does Road Apple Roulette work, you ask? Well, via GPS satellite, the parade route is sectioned off into 10,000 squares that are each designated a number. If during the parade a horse happens to drop a road apple on your square, your name goes into a drum for a prize drawing at the end of the parade. If you've purchased multiple squares, your name is entered for each square a road apple happens to hit. Is that our kind of event or what?
I think that that's fantastic. I have so many questions. Okay, where do I get a square? And then what happens if like a street sweeper comes by? Are people standing there like, don't pick that up? Don't pick that up. Are they like running out there and kicking it into their squares?
That too. I was thinking, do they actually not clean up the poop like at most parades?
Because 10,000 squares, if you put, you know, just put a dollar on all that, I mean, that's a lot of money. So
that's a lot. And how did they do it before GPS? Did they actually have to paint 10,000 squares on the road?
I don't think they did it, probably. I mean, but I you know what? I'm a fan. It's terrible. I'm a fan of gambling. Low amounts of money for ridiculous things. So I find that this is awesome.
Horse poop on a square on the road is ridiculous. So there you go. It's perfect. It's like playing bingo with poop. All right. Daily Planning Time. My Daily Winnie is a couple of these.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Birthdays go out to auditors and fellow cruiser Danielle Bacher, who's coming back again next year. We'll see you in February. And Aaron Helene. Happy birthday to both of you.
My Daily Winnie goes out to, by far, the greatest in the entire world, the very best airline to fly, American Airlines. And let me tell you why. I mean, obviously,
because you get a great big check from them every month.
The pilots are super hot. And but they're really fun. There's something that employees get to do, which is like just get on flights, and employees and family, immediate family, you get to just hop on flights. And so there's an app for that. And you get on and you hit the button that says best bets for basically hopping flights.
So apparently the American Airlines Employees Free Flight to app.
Practically. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to get involved.
I was going to go look it up.
So you hit best bets and it basically is like, hey, here's the best flights that are available. And it comes up with a domestic and international. And so Chad and I last night sat down, clicked the best bets for this weekend. And looks like we're heading to London. Yay. London has a lot of flights on open seats on Sunday. So we think we're going to head up there. And, I need to talk to you because you've been planning a trip to London for like a year.
Yeah, exactly. We're going in 2 weeks. It's ironic that we'll be there the same month.
I know not. I mean, like Chad's like, well, I think, you know, there's like
castles. He's been there a bunch, though, hasn't he?
He has been to London. He got stuck there for like 3 days right before Christmas because he was supposed to be connecting. No. I think they did just fine. He was stuck there with like three of his best friend fighter pilots for like 3 days.
So they know every bar in London.
Exactly. And I'm like, you're taking a child, so you're going to have to relearn this town. So Lucas, who is now six, and by the way, at six, they can fly first class. We will be looking for business class seats available on this American Airlines.
Do you get business class or do you get like the jumper seat that the airline attendants sleep on?
I'm not qualified for the jump seat. I unfortunately have to take whatever's available. And, you know, if first class is all it is, that's what I'm going to have.
You'll be in the back of the plane by the toilet.
Totally. Yeah. By the crammed in there with my kid who's like for 9 hours.
9 hours. I was going to say it's an 8 hour flight from Miami, like 6 or 7, 8 hours, something like that. It's got to be long for you.
It's going to be 9 hours, I think, direct from Dallas is where we're going to go. So we're just going to drive down to Dallas. And if that's hopefully not, you know, it's open. But if it's not, then we'll head to, I think next on the open list was Paris. And then next on the, me too. And next was Madrid. So,
That'd be cool.
You know, my choices are pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible choices you have there.
So we'll see. But thank you, American Airlines. And by the way, sometimes they have like pickup on things on social media or things that you say about them. So as an airline wife employee, I would obviously never say anything negative about them, but I just want to go out on the record and say American Airlines is the greatest airline of all time.
I actually
Thank you
think
very
that's
much.
Who we're flying over. It's part, it's listed as British Airways, but it has American Airlines under it. So I think we're taking an American Airlines flight is what it ends up being.
Well, then you're doing the right thing. Okay.
We're, yeah, we didn't take Zimbabwe Air. We didn't.
No.
We passed on that one.
Do not hop on anything that is what did Chad just tell us not to fly?
Oh,
Norwegian Air or any of the, you know what, anything that is ridiculously cheap, it's cheap for a reason.
That's right.
Like your safety.
It's not only the planes they skimped on, it's the pilots.
It's the planes and the pilots. Maintenance. Who needs maintenance? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Jennifer just typed in Fred's Overseas Bargains. Do not fly an airline called Fred's Overseas Bargains.
That's funny. Well, that's great. I'm glad. We are doing Westminster Castle. excuse me, but you had to get those tickets in advance. So
Buckingham Palace.
We're going to Buckingham Palace. I do want to see the Tower of London because, you know, we played King and Queen for 10 years in the acting company. I got to see the Tower of London, right?
Okay, what is the Tower of London? Everybody keeps talking about it.
The Tower of London's where they have it's where they used to, you know, hold the prisoners in the old days. But it also has one of the biggest armories, like, you know, shields and suits of armor. It's probably actually your son would love it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was told to take Lucas to that. And Chad was like, yeah, he'll learn all about torture.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. That he'll love it. <It'd be perfect>. Yeah, 6 year old. It's 6 year old heaven, I would think. There's swords and, you know, all that kind of stuff everywhere. So,
I love it. Okay, we're going to do that. We'll do that. And then we'll go to a, you know what? I want a proper Bass ale. So I need some Bass.
Well, I think
you know what's in the Tower of London? Out. Really, 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 really ancient Iron Man suits.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what I'll think it is, actually.
We're in. We're
that's
in.
That's funny. That's probably what I'll think it is. The other thing is there's a lot of boat trips down the Thames, too. You don't like water. Forget that.
I would like to remind you that you just said the word boat.
I forgot. How about the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel thing?
Do you know that? Can I tell you a story about a boat trip? The last time Chad and I were dating. And we decided to go to Europe. So we went to Rome. I mean, this is when we had to pay. We had saved up everything. And like I said, we're just dating. We've been dating about 2 years. And we're going to Rome, but we had to lay over in Paris. And one of the things that my friend who's French, she said, like, do definitely get on the boat and go underneath the Eiffel Tower at night. It's a batamouche. And they light up the Eiffel Tower and it's
cool.
Very,
romantic.
Very romantic and very beautiful. And so I was like, well, okay. So we hop on this little boat that kind of chugs up and down the river and turn around and, Yeah, I mean, now, mind you, I am dating this boy that I have moved across the country for, and he has whisked me away to Europe. You
Please
know, and
don't I'm, tell me you puked all over the boat.
No. Oh. I mean, you know, like, I'm waiting. I'm that girl who's, like, kind of waiting for the guy to propose, and I'm, like, underneath the Eiffel Tower at night, and it lights up, and it's all sparkly, and it's, like, and we had already been to the top of it, you know, and so it's, like, dark, and it's romantic, and we're on the boat, and we're floating by, and they, boom, flip on the lights, and it's twinkling Eiffel Tower, and I'm, like, oh, my God, here it comes, and I look over at Chad, and he's asleep. Asleep on the freaking boat underneath the beautiful lit up Eiffel Tower. Son of God. I'm like, wake up. This is romantic. Get up. This is embarrassing. Needless to say, I did not get engaged that evening.
Maybe don't take the drinking cruise of the Thames. Do you know what we're doing next week? I never knew these existed, but they set it up for us. Jimmy and I are doing Sarasota for Finding Florida next weekend. And they're having us do a tiki boat. You know what a tiki bar looks like, right? Like a gazebo, tiki bar. That's what you're picturing. Stools around it, bartender in the middle, right? Thatch roof.
Okay.
It looks exactly like that, only it's its own boat. And they take you driving around the harbor while you sit at the bar.
Are you in the ocean or
no,
are you in
it's
a
in the
river
bay.
Lake?
It's in like a harbor. It's in the bay. So it's pretty quiet.
So Tiki Hut does not inspire confidence. And I'm pretty sure they have a large gator population in Sarasota.
So we have a sunlight cruise on the tiki bar around the Sarasota Bay.
In gator infested
water. Good luck. Like that. Yeah. So if you can find one of those in the Thames, that'd be good.
Because
I'm sure that's the cleanest body of water around if you fall in.
Is there railing around the tiki
bar?
Yes,
there is. And I'm sure they have limits on the wind, how high the wind can be in the waves while you're on.
So here's the deal. You know, you bet on where the road apples are going to drop. I bet the people that work there bet on who's going in.
Falling out.
Oh, I take the big guy. I'll give you $20 on the guy with the cowboy hat.
All right, let's start. Let's go to our first guest so we don't get behind. We have a lot of guests today.
Yes, we do. And I'm so excited to have Pat on. She is a veteran journalist who has covered, I don't know, everything. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yay.
Happy Friday. Happy pre-vacation Friday for some of us. Oh, that's awesome. Well, hey, so, you know, I know you're supposed to come on to talk about Hoof Care Essentials Kit, but I Googled you. And you're one of those women that's very Googleable. And you're also a very you have a very interesting, impressive life. And you've written articles for everybody, including The Horse. And then you're also a poet. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What should Google say about you?
Oh, what should Google say? Probably not as much as it does. Actually, I take great pride in being a journalist. I've done this all my life. I've done it from the time I was 16 years old, and I'm not even going to tell you how stinking old I am now. But I've also been a poet since I was about 5 years old. I had this fascination with words. And stringing words together, I thought, would be a great way to make a living. But you can't make a living as a poet, at least, you know, I came from this very practical Italian-American family, and my father would look at me and say, you have to make a living, you know. Yeah. And so I became a journalist, but I've always been a poet. It's a good way to kind of decompress and de-stress and gives me a chance to do something other than, you know, write about either equine welfare or international business, you know, which was like the driest thing in the world. And so that's how I came to that.
Can I read one?
Sure.
Glenn, are you listening? Because yes. I went in this rabbit hole of reading your poetry this morning, Pat, and I found, you've published a lot of poetry. And so I read this one in short and I just love it. And as a chick, I just love this. So here we go. This is called Let's. Let's do something you can't do. Like lasso the moon, like paint a mural on a snail shell, like make a mute bird sing. Now let's do something I can't do. Like love you. Boom! That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
That's a fantastic poem. Like, let's do something you can't do. Like, you can't rope the moon. I can't love you. Okay. What a great, you're just a wordsmith. That was really cool. So I really like that one and several others.
I'm
so
glad.
Yeah. If you guys are interested in reading that, where can people find your poetry?
You can find it on PD Rhea on Facebook. I'm actually putting together, and also on Poem Hunter, if you just Google my name on poemhunter.com, it'll come up. And I'm working on, putting together, I actually have put it together. I'm working on getting it published. It's kind of a compendium of poems. It's called Unvarnished Truths. And it's basically about things that, you know, we don't ever tell anybody, and certainly not ourselves.
No, I'm sure.
I don't want to read that one. Thank you very much.
You know what also probably you don't tell many people is you're a published author already. And Glenn, this is the book you need to get. And it's called What Italians Really Eat.
They don't eat spaghetti and pizza.
Tell us about that book. I'm sorry, I'll get to the horses in a second, but I just like
this is more interesting than horses' feet. So right? This is fun. Yeah.
What Italians Really Eat is about Italian comfort food. And there were things that people grew up with when they were, you know, growing up as little Italian American kids, that their mothers always used to make either to stretch a buck. Right. Because a lot of these families, you know, were immigrant families and didn't have a lot of money or, you know, just because the church for a very long time, the Catholic Church had a no meat on Friday rule on the books. Right. So they had to come up with these things that were meatless, you know, for their kids. And so this is one of the things we did not spend a lot of money on was polenta. Right. Yuppies love polenta. Right. And, you know, the millennials do. Polenta was poverty food. You didn't eat this on purpose, and you sure as hell didn't spend a lot of money for it. And pineapple on pizza, that never happened. So instead, we would have
so good
like,
though. So good.
Well, I know, but we would have pasta with spinach or other vegetables on Friday, or fried zucchini, I call them spinach patties, little wafers made with spinach and cheese and flour that you would fry. And so this is all, Americans call it a pasta fazool, but really it's pasta fagioli, pasta with beans. That was poverty food, and we get cravings for it. I mean, it's crazy. You can put a steak in front of me, and you can put a plate of pasta fagioli in front of me, and I bet you I'm going to turn down the steak. So that's what Italians Really Eat is all about.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. So she also published a book called Basic Italian before that as well. But I thought What Italians Really Eat is probably a little more up Glenn's alley for sure. And now that I know there's vegetarian recipes in there, I'll have to look into it too. Because I figured
we're going to do on the What Italians Really Eat Facebook page, we're going to do Vegetarian Fridays because we always had vegetarian meals on Friday because, you know, back in the day, you know, it was this big no-no to eat meat on
Friday. Well, I grew up Catholic. We used to call them Fish Fridays, and my mother used to try and feed us fish every Friday. We hated fish. No kid likes fish.
Oh, I know. Me
so,
too.
You know, she was the only one that ate it.
Gross. Yeah. Okay. What Italians Really Eat, the Facebook page. And yeah, spinach patties is the first thing. I am going to make that. So back to your horse life. This ended up being an interview kind of like about you. Sorry.
That's okay. You know, it makes me happy. If it makes you happy, it makes me happy.
Now, you are a Tennessee walking horse owner. Is that what I saw?
I am. Yes, the horse's name is Santino Il Bambino, which means the little saint, the baby. I should have had him a
little
while
baby
before
Jesus.
I called him a little saint. Yeah, because he really is a brat and not a saint, but that's okay. He's the love of my life.
Oh,
he's
my
cute,
God.
Too. I see his picture. He's cute. He's a cutie.
So what draws you to the Tennessee Walking Horse breed?
Well, you know, I came to it backside too, really. I had been, from the time I was 8 years old, I rode saddlebreds. And when my last saddlebred, which was, maybe 10 years ago, maybe longer than that, actually broke a leg and died. And I was devastated. My cousin, who was a high-end, you know, Arabian horse person in Tennessee, said to me, oh, you have to get a Tennessee walking horse so that, you know, you can ride him. And then my husband is an excellent dilettante rider, but he's, you know, it's not something he does a lot. And she said, you can both ride this horse, and the horse, he can do, like, you know, the field trials where you shoot off the back of the horse, you know, because Tennessee walkers are so docile. So she talked me into getting this Tennessee walking horse that was owned by and bred by a girlfriend of mine. And she said, the two of you are made for each other. You have the same kinds of personalities. And we do. We absolutely do.
Sometimes that's so not that's the best idea.
No, it's really not, because, you know, the joke around the barn is, well, let's go to the barn and watch the Reyes argue with each other. But that's how I ended up with Sonny. And he's 19 years old now. He's always been flat shod. And, you know, he's a generator. Speaking of feet, he's from the generator line, which means they stand duck-toed all the time. So, you know, you never know where his feet are, and he doesn't care where his feet are. So, you know, we have to learn to stay out of the way.
Oh, my gosh. Well, just before, you know, I could just talk to you forever. Tell us a little bit about the Hoof Care Essentials, because it's an article that you posted on thehorse.com, which is where you can find a lot of proper articles that she's written about horses. Horse.com or thehorse.com. Also, I believe you're on the Muck Rack a bunch. I looked there. So tell us about the Hoof Care Essentials.
Okay, well, you know, Hoof Care Essentials, I really did do a story about this, and I thought, oh, well, you know, you just think of all the stuff, and you did kind of accumulate it over the years, but there are certain things that these experts tell me that you're supposed to have, and of course, a hoof pick is like is about as basic as you can get, but I have three of them. You know, I have the one with the little nice handle and the brush and all that I bought for myself, nice and sturdy, and then because I always put the hoof pick in my back pocket of my jeans and forget that it's there. Mm-hmm. And I have to rummage through the bag again to find another one. So I have this thing that looks like a paperclip. And it's really, it's super uncomfortable for me. I'm sure Sonny is not happy about it. And then I have this other one that was given to me as a gift from a person who doesn't know which end of the horse is which. And it's one of those little horsey ones that are sparkly, you know. I don't know why they thought I needed this, but I have it. And I have not got the heart to throw it away, because someday they might stride into the barn and say, where's my hoof pick? You know, and I want to make sure I can say, here it is. So that's the first
thing. Take this
you
one.
Need.
That's the one you'll never lose, too. You'll lose
never,
every other one,
course.
But you'll never lose that one.
And it's the one Sonny is never, ever going to step on. You know, that's the one he's never going to break. And of course, you need a container for all of this. And a lot of my friends have these really fancy, you know, like hoof boxes, and they all match and everything matches. It like drives me nuts. But I have an old electrician's bag that I appropriated from my husband, so I throw everything in there. Mm-hmm. I have a bottle of topical hoof hardener that my farrier gave me that is unopened.
Okay.
Thank God I've not had to use it. Thrush treatment. You know, you really should have that sort of thing. Topical trust. We haven't used that either. That's also on.
Oh, well, that brings up a good question. We don't have a lot of time left, unfortunately, but that brings up a question. How much of the stuff in our tack rooms should have been expired about 20 years ago? And it's still there.
Oh, probably 95% of it.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Because I think that equestrians, I'm typical. Equestrians have a tendency to like keep stuff forever, because God will strike you dead if you throw it away.
We're hoarders. It's okay.
Yes. And the other problem is that if we have a bottle of something and it's got like, you know, like a quarter of an inch of stuff left in the bottom, we don't bother to tip it over and pour it into another larger container. We just go out and buy another one and never throw the old one out.
That's so true.
That is very
so
true.
So there's crap everywhere, you know, that we don't need.
I do. I have like this like cabinet, and the top shelf of it is just all bottles of stuff. And I moved here with it.
I have to drag it around with the horse because God forbid you might need it, you know, or somebody might need it in the barn, you know.
Well, Glenn is telling me that we've run out of time, but I want to tell everybody where they can go look at all the horse health essentials. It's thehorse.com, and it's the horse's hoof care essentials at hand article. And Pat, I'm sorry I got derailed from the article, but it just was something we had to do. So thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll have you back on and we'll actually talk horses.
Thank you so much. I am always here. Have a fabulous weekend.
You know, though, years ago, we first started the show, we used to have somebody come on and do recipes for us. Maybe that would be more fun. Pat would probably like to do that better than talk about horses.
Hey, whatever makes you happy, whatever you would like me to do, I'd be happy to do for you.
Well, all right. Thanks, Pat.
I do the dumb crook thing every week, too, so whatever makes you happy.
Perfect.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Another segment with her. She's like a published author on cooking. I'm starving looking at her Facebook page.
I think that would be fun to have. She's a trip. All right.
I just got completely off track this morning Googling her because she's super interesting.
Well, talk about hoof care or cooking. You know which I'd rather do. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear about Kate from KPP, and then we're going to talk to Marsha Hartford Sapp live from Briarfest with Cobra.
Each week, you carefully plan out your horse's training schedule. You work with your trainer to fine-tune his flat work. You school through grids to perfect his jump and set up multiple courses to educate your eye. You enjoy long hacks to keep his mind fresh and body strong. Show day arrives. You take a deep breath as you enter the ring. "We've got this," you whisper so only he can hear you. You move as one, sailing over each element in perfect harmony. The feeling you get when it all clicks. It's why we do what we do. This feeling is brought to you by Joint Armor. Joint Armor's complete formula provides your horse with the nutrients necessary to support healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Joint Armor maintains fluid motion and flexibility in hardworking joints. It supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Joint Armor provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Best of all, Joint Armor is affordable. One small jar lasts up to 75 days. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products.
And thanks to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support. And of course, they are out of Kentucky, right out near Lexington, Kentucky. And we have coming up right now with us from Briarfest, the Kentucky Horse Park, a friend of the show, world champion, who was at Briarfest to celebrate the retirement of another world champion, her Mustang Cobra. Cobra is a 7-time national champion, 2-time world champion, and was 2018 USEF Horse of the Year. We have Marsha Hartford Sapp. Hi, Marsha. What are things like at Briarfest?
Good morning, Glenn. This is such an amazing place, the Kentucky Horse Park, and it is buzzing with people. So Briarfest is the biggest Briarfest ever. Almost everything's been sold out. There's still a few day tickets left, but this is the biggest crowd they have ever seen here.
Well,
so
that could
crazy.
Partly there's because here, you're there and Cobra's there. Might have something to do with it, Marsha.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I'd like to think that. It is a theme this year dedicated to horse heroes. So they've got some incredible horses here at the center.
I noticed that some really cool trainers are there. There's just all kinds of demonstrations going on this year. I thought, to be honest, 15 years ago, Briarfest would start to fade out and it would go away. It would just be a fad. Well, I was wrong. not a fad.
Glenn, I have briars from 1950. I mean, it's not a passing fad. But what I do think Briar got really smart at is doing awesome things like having Cobra become a Briar. I guess Marsha, give everybody the Reader's Digest version of Cobra's existence, his life.
So yeah, Cobra was rounded up as a wild Mustang. He's a BLM horse. And he was wild up until the age of six. He has a 4-digit brand on his hip. It's this really big, ugly brand that's 4057. And it means the horse was branded as an unadoptable horse, a 3-strikes horse. So that horse actually was never meant to get into the public's hand. But lucky for him, he was pulled out for a group of horses to be used for a Supreme Extreme Mustang makeover in 2010. So I was a lucky person that got Cobra, you know, completely, you know, random pairing of horse and person. And from that, you know, I kept Cobra after the Mustang makeover and decided that I wanted to show this horse and decided I wanted to show the world what an unadoptable horse could do. Mm-hmm. So he's won 7 national titles, in both Western dressage and classical dressage. He's been shown through intermediary dressage, which is an FEI wow. level. He has won 2 national, all breed awards, at an FEI level. And he has also won 2 world championships in Western dressage. So he definitely has really set the bar high for Mustangs and rescue horses, and has been a incredible partner to be able to show people what these horses can do.
If he helps adopt one Mustang out, you guys have done your job. Have you heard from people that say, I got a Mustang because of you?
Hundreds.
Oh God, that's amazing.
I think hundreds of horses has been adopted because of Cobra's story. It's an inspiring story. It's a Cinderella story. It's a story of an underdog, clearly an underdog that was able to make it at the very highest levels in equine sport.
When's the movie?
Oh, do you know anyone at Disney?
It does sound like a Disney movie. It really does.
It sounds just like a Disney movie. I mean, my God, the way you just described it is so perfect. I mean, there's got to be a
there
book
is a film, though. There is a film, Marcia. Tell us about that.
So we do have a music video. We have a short film, which is a music video on Cobra that can be found on YouTube. It's Cobra. Interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, I got this phone call in the middle of the day. Here I was at work at the barn, from this gentleman named Peter Prince. I didn't know this fella. So he called me up out of the blue and said, Marcia, I heard about the story of your horse Cobra. And I was very enamored by it and inspired. And this guy is not a horse guy, by the way. He is a Nashville songwriter. So he called me up and said, I was inspired. I did a little research and I hope you don't mind, but I wrote a song about your horse. And by the way, it's already been recorded in Nashville. Going to go on iTunes. I wanted to share it with you. This was after the fact, after he had recorded the song. So he sent me the link to the song. And it's, you know, we all sat around my barn at the end of the day, turned the speaker on my phone and played the song. And we just all sat there and cried. It was so beautiful. And I thought, you know, I this song deserved to have a tribute to it. And I wanted to thank the songwriter for just out of this blue doing this. And we made a music video, which stars Cobra, of course. And it can be found on YouTube. And it's been played all over the world. It's been played in every country in the world. And it's currently being played here at the Kentucky Horse Park this weekend. It also
on repeat.
Played at the World Cup. Yep. It also got played at the World Equestrian Games last summer, which is a big deal. So yeah, it's a short film, but it's a music video, and definitely it's easy to find on YouTube. And it was just beautifully done by Ashley Mancuso, and we couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to have it.
I did post it. The video is posted on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. I posted that up there this morning. You do have to go watch it. It's absolutely stunning. The photography is great, and the song is wonderful. We can't play it. We don't have rights to play it here, or I would. But maybe sometime when I get to talk to, if I talk to Peter, we can play it here. But you can see it there. Just head over to our Facebook page. What's it like? What's the atmosphere for people, somebody who's never been to Briarfest? Kind of describe what it's like.
All right. So it's a little bit like a rock concert. There was seriously people camped out at the opening gate on Wednesday for the Friday opening. People camped
on
out.
Wednesday?
Yes, on Wednesday. There was people camped out here. And, you know, it's obviously for collectors. It's obviously for people who love to buy these Briar horses, but it's for horse lovers and families and just people that love great horses, you know, world-class horses. So, I mean, it's crazy. As soon as Cobra comes out of his stall, it's Cobra, it's Cobra, it's Cobra. It is like a rock star. And it's like my horse is the star of the show. There's people everywhere here. There's concessions. There's great food. And there's activities people can do all day long. There's two different arenas running with horse demos in the arenas all day long. And it's really cool stuff. Jonathan Fields is here. Vicki Wilson is here, who just won the Road to the Horse. She's a two-time Road to the Horse winner. Here tonight, Friday night and Saturday night, there's a night show with Sylvia Zerbini with some great Liberty and music and spotlight and horses. And it's just a really cool event. It's a really cool event. Doesn't matter if you don't even own a Briar horse, you could definitely buy one here. But it's not only for that. It's not only for collectors. It is a exhibition and a salute to horses.
We went a couple of years ago, and it's something to see. If you've never been to one, it is absolutely something to see. And these girls, these teenage girls and adults, are just, they know their stuff. A lot of them are serious collectors, and they know their stuff. You know, Cobra was one of the, was Cobra the first Mustang or the only Mustang to be made into a Briar?
There's been a few other Mustangs okay. that have been made into Briars.
Like when Alisa Wallace's Mustang
oh, that's
is a
right.
Briar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. There's when Alisa Wallace's Mustang. There is Mary Miller Jordan's Mustang, who won that America's Trail Horse Challenge about 9 years ago. Padre the Mustang, who won in hand at Devon. And also Cloud.
Yay.
And I'm waiting for them to call me on Zeus and have some sort of like competition where he can like who's the fastest to escape from their confines and like make it a little game and then he'll win and then they'll make a briar out of him. He's so pretty. So by the way, I have a Mustang who's a nightmare, but he's amazing. But he's a nightmare.
He's an escape artist, that's for sure.
Yes, yes he is.
They are smart.
Well, I know you have to get going. And I did want to mention, she was supposed to call in this morning, but they're traveling today and they're in the mountains. And I don't think she got a signal. But Templeton Thompson is going to be joining you. And she's actually going to be singing Peter Prince's song while you're performing, right?
Yes, I have to talk about this for just a second.
Yep.
So Templeton Thompson, who is this great Nashville singer, she's a lovely gal.
We know her. She's been on our show since this show started. Day one.
I know, you know, she's a great songwriter. She's written songs for Jody Messina and you know, all sorts of really talented people. She is going to come to Briarfest to hang out with me and Cobra. She is going to sing live the Cobra song while Cobra is doing his retirement ceremony in the arena. Okay, how cool is that? Cobra is going to ride to the Cobra song being sung live.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Templeton Thompson.
Yep. Right now.
Yep, of course. Yep, and today is Friday. We're going to have after Cobra's ceremony today, we're going to have a special presentation in the arena by the United States Equestrian Federation and the Equus Hall of Fame. Cobra is a new inductee into the Hall of Fame. And those organizations are going to present Cobra with a special award of recognition for his retirement today, which is Friday. Tomorrow on Saturday, we are going to have a special guest from the Mustang Heritage Foundation in the arena with us. And of course, that's where it all started. The Mustang Heritage Foundation is bringing horses home for people and they're doing a good job. So they're going to be here and included as well.
Wow. Very
that
good.
Is so
well, congratulations
cool.
on everything. You know, it's so good that after that first makeover, you didn't sell, you didn't put them up for adoption and sell them at that point. You know, there's one of the best decisions you ever made.
She just knew. She yeah. just knew. I mean, you just know when it's that kind of horse, you know, and I'm so excited. All the things you've done, like you said, if it helps one Mustang get adopted, then it was all worth it. And the fact that hundreds have come in. Also, I would like to point out that we all completely forgot that Shy Boy, the Mustang, is a Briar. He was like the first Mustang
yeah.
Briar. So yeah. I actually need a shy boy. So if you can pick me up one at Briarfest, that'd be great.
Jamie's a certified Monty Roberts instructor. So the fact that she forgot that, I think she just lost her license.
I'm in big trouble.
Thanks, Marcia. Good luck. Have fun.
Okay, we're going to have a great time. Nice to talk to you.
All right.
Good to talk to you. Good luck. Oh, my gosh. I wish I would like video everything.
She's so sweet. You know, she lives actually not far from us. She lives in Tallahassee. She lives, she's the only one I think that has a horse farm in Tallahassee.
Can you just imagine you're retiring your horse while a song is being played about it? I mean, you might, like, there's no dream.
Oh, and being inducted into the Equus Hall of Fame at the same time.
there's just no dream any bigger than that to me. I mean, it's like, What's the movie where Jerry Maguire, where they're like, we're going to have you doing your shoe commercial during the Super Bowl while you're playing a game that you're winning. It's like exactly like that. Like, how much better can we make this?
You know, we were being, you know, she was being modest, but there's a reason it sold out this year. And that is because, and by the way, they all love Templeton there too. The reason we got to know Templeton Thompson 10 years ago was because of Briarfest.
Yeah.
She did Girls and Horses the first time at Briarfest. So why don't we talk a little bit about Stirrup Leathers.
Wait, I thought you were going to play Girls and Horses, and I was all ready for it. But now are we running out of time? We can't play the song?
I don't think we can. We're running out of time. Sorry.
Well, I would like to thank Total Saddle Fit.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you. I'll play Girls and Horses out of the show today.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Okay perfect. Total Saddle Fit Stability Stirrup Leathers. Thank you for being a sponsor. These are what I like to call the stirrup leathers that use black magic to make your legs work better and to stay on. They're stirrup leathers that have a really wide body, and for some reason it brings like incredible, I mean, some reason it's obviously science, but, it brings incredible stability to your lower leg. And I was having such a hard time with Baby Groot, 'cause my God, he's like, you know, he's getting better, but taking him and riding him was like sitting on a jackhammer at a trot, you know, bounce, bounce, bounce. And I thought I couldn't even sit two steps of a trot, you know, no sitting trot allowed. Now I can sit the trot without looking like a complete idiot, because my lower leg, it just has really increased the stability. I don't know how. It's a wide design. It makes a smoother transition on the flap, which makes it feels like you don't have any leathers under your leg. It's like, instead of thick, they went wide, and they're just really, really thin. So if you really are, you're like, I don't know, they're an investment, I want to try them, they are guaranteed to improve your ride, or Total Saddle Fit will pay the shipping both ways. So you buy it, you don't like it, you can return it, and they'll pay the shipping, so you're out nothing. So you can visit TotalSaddleFit.com to get your pair now. Check them out. Again, if you love them, I mean, I know you'll like them, because I did. But when you get them...
Your co-host last night, Joy, for the Retired Racehorse Radio show, said she just got some, and she loved them.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had just
gotten them. No, there's no way you won't like them. That's why they agree to pay the shipping both ways, because you won't send them back, because you'll be like, this is awesome. Please check them out at TotalSaddleFit.com.
So Jamie won't be here next week because she'll be off playing in England, but we will be here. We'll have shows for you.
I'm going to come back with an accent, too,
by the way. Yeah. I hope it's better than the one you've practiced in the past.
Bloody hell, we're going to have a great time.
Do me a favor. Please don't use your accent while you're there. Please. They already think Americans are terrible. Let's not.
No, I'm not going to play American. I am all British all the time. Yeah.
You might. I'm so jealous you get to see Victoria, though. For those that don't know, Victoria came on our show once a week, a year.
Victoria Spicer was on our show every week for years. And
it was years.
Then she went out and like had a baby and got married and stuff. And now, dude, she's a host on Heels Down Happy Hour.
Yes, she comes on Heels. No, not a host, but she comes on occasionally.
She comes on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, I feel like she's cheated on me. she ditched me and went to Heels Down to be a part of their show. But anyway, what I'm going to put that aside for like 5 minutes, and I'm going to go. And so she just happens to live like south of London. So I message her. I'm like, hey, where are you? She's like really close to Epsom. I'm like, hey, are there races? She's like, yeah, they're running Thursday night. I'm like, I would love to go. That sounds like a great time. She'll bring her husband and her kid. And so I'll take Lucas. And she's like, by the way, yeah, we have a horse running. And I was like, I'm sorry. What? She's an owner. They own racehorses.
I didn't know.
And
that.
She's got a horse running on Thursday night in a race that he won the previous year.
Can you please put $2 down for me to win, please?
You'll have to send me that money first because I don't think you're good for it.
I don't think you're good to pay me the winnings either. So we're even.
So, yeah, sure. I'll put $2 down okay, for you. Thanks. No problem.
That's great. It's going to be so much fun. We need to get Victoria back just to hear her accent. She had such a lovely accent.
Like Scottish, Scottish-British accent.
Well, so cool. I'm going to be getting in touch with her, too, because she's got to give us restaurant recommendations for when we go to Edinburgh. So in Scotland, we need to find out from the source. Well, you know, Facebook has been doing some things lately to pages. And I don't know if you've noticed, Robin Donaghy has been posting that they have dropped a couple of carriage pages. They've dropped a couple of OTTB rescues now, just taking their pages down. And they're getting much pickier about selling horses on Facebook. You know, they're really cracking down on this. I'm hoping they keep our page up. But apparently, you know, there's some conspiracy theories there about why this is happening. But we have put our support behind the Pony Place app. It's the newest way to buy and sell horses and tack. You can upload photos, you can create a listing and chat with potential buyers in just minutes for free. With Pony Place, you'll spend more time in the saddle and less time worrying about buying and selling. Available for iOS and Android.
Unless you're selling that saddle.
Or your horse.
Don't. Yeah.
Available for iOS or Android. Download today in the Apple Store or in the Google Play Store. Now, we've heard reports that if people are searching in the Google Play Store and they put Pony Place with a space in between the two, they're not finding it. That also happens with our podcasts, by the way. If you put Pony Place together with no space, one word, you'll find it. So keep that in mind. You can also find them at ponyplace.net. When they contacted me, this has been months now, I took a look at the app and I really like the design. I really like how it's set up. And I think there's a need for this right now. Now, there are a limited number of horses. They're just getting started. The app is very new and they're working out the kinks, but I really want to help them. Develop an app that really works so that we don't have to rely on Facebook or Craigslist or things like that. And I thought, what better way to do that, seeing that they're now becoming the official sponsor of Really Bad Ads, that we have them bring one of the people from the app that's trying to sell her horse on, and we do a really good ad before we do really bad ads. So did that make any sense? So this is,
I love it.
This is Brandon. He is selling a horse on the app, and they called him up out of the blue. And by the way, he's a polo player, so I thought you'd like that.
So he's hot.
So they called him up out of the blue and said, hey, you're going to go on this radio show because you put your horse on this app. And we have Brandon with us right now. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up so early to do this. And you're selling a horse by the name of Cashmere, right?
Yeah, I am. And this is a horse that I'm intentionally trying to sell into a non-polo home. So,
yes, I just brought up polo player because Jamie swoons over male polo players all the time and loves to have
it's
them
not
on their
just
show
Jamie.
Because they're all, and our ratings go up whenever we talk to a hot polo player. So
yeah. That's
why I brought that up.
It's true.
Yeah, growing up, I never had a shortage of girlfriends either. So.
Yeah,
see?
We knew it. All right, let's talk about Cashmere. So Cashmere is a 2009 version of a thoroughbred, about 16 hands a mare. And I read the description, by the way, really cute horse, huh?
Yeah, she's really pretty.
So tell us about Cashmere. What's her story and why are you selling her?
Sell your horse. Come on, live on the air. Let's go.
Well, I got her off the track. She came from Portland Meadows. And, you know, my original intention was to train her for polo, just to use for myself. I'm not particularly in the business of buying and selling horses. But I was going to use her for polo for myself. And I kind of was slow to get her started. And, you know, I had other green horses I was working with. And once I finally got her going, the thing that made me decide not to sell her in the polo is that she's developed this kind of strange way of, you know, showing when she's herd bound, and that this is not fitting for polo in particular. So it's more of an issue of me kind of wanting to pick my battles and deciding, you know, what kind of things I want to work through for a horse that I'm going to, you know, be using for polo. And so the thing that about her is she's has a very good temperament. She's not particularly hot. She's very forward, but, you know, I can ride her in the open in an arena and she acts just as good. I have good control with her. She has all the basics and all of that. But the herd bound thing is kind of strange. You know, she'll just decide that she won't take a single step in the direction that she doesn't want to go. Like, she gets kind of stuck. And so, yeah, I've been working through it. I have a friend of mine who's an accomplished dressage rider who's been really helping me to train her and has done a lot of work with her in the last year as well. And she'll get stuck, and, you know, to the point where you feel like she might explode, you know, if you've ever been on a green horse that does that. But she never has exploded. You know, she's literally never bucked or reared. It's just like this one thing. But the problem for polo is that, you know, you travel with your entire herd. You know, you'll have 10 horses all traveling everywhere together, and they'll all be at the trailer together. And when you then ask her to leave, she might be fine the first time you go out onto the field, have a nice ride on her, and she acts great. You bring her back to the trailer, and then 20 or 30 minutes later, you want to take her out again, and then she decides that she's just not going to leave her friend at the trailer. And that's, you know, and she, it's a battle that in the past, like, we've tried a lot of things, you know, and we have a few tricks that'll kind of get her out of it that have worked pretty well. But it's just one of those things, because it's so unpredictable, you know, it'll happen one day, but not the next, that I don't want to be in a rush trying to get out there on the field with the umpire blowing their whistle and holding up the game, you know, while I'm dealing with this green horse in this quirk. It's just, this particular quirk is what I'm choosing to kind of get her into a different home. But we think she'd be great in a solo discipline. Something, because if you take her in an arena by herself, she's almost always great and you almost always have a great ride. But I think she could go pretty far in dressage or jumping. We think she'd be great for eventing. So that's kind
sounds
of
like
where
she, yeah, she just doesn't want to play polo. So I think you're doing the right
exactly,
thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't like hot polo guys. She's out of that world.
I know. It's really disappointing. But you know, she's a fantastic horse. She's unflappable. I mean, she doesn't spook. She's fine with mallets and balls, and we've done some polo cross with her, and none of that stuff bothers her. It's just really this one issue. So we need somebody that's, you know, a strong enough rider, advanced enough to be able to work her through it.
But through
she'll definitely
it,
make somebody that. Yeah, so it makes someone a really nice horse, though.
And you guys are up near Portland, so please, Vancouver, Washington, I guess. And so
that's
here
fair,
you go. Yeah. There's a little mare for you to go play with 16-hand mares. Yeah, not little.
That's a bigger mare.
But good luck, and thank you for coming on and selling your horse. You did a great job. Well
absolutely.
Done, Brandon.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sometime we'll have to have you back, Brandon, to talk about polo in the Northwest. And,
with
and
off-the-track
like.
Thoroughbred. Of course. Like, what?
Yeah, that's we'll have to
awesome.
Do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't think about polo when you think of the Northwest. So I don't anyway.
No, we do have a pretty established community up here, though. So
cool. Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks, Brandon. Where you can find this horse is you go to the app, you go to ponyplace.net. We'll put a link to this horse. Jennifer, go ahead and put a link directly to the horse on our Facebook page. So people that want to check out this particular horse for sale for $5,000 right now in the Vancouver, Washington area. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And a reminder again, you can get the app. Just search for Pony Place in the Google or Apple App Store and download it today. Put your horse up there. By the way, you get it. You get to put your horse up there free for 30 days with one picture. The way they do it's kind of a tiered system. You pay more if you put additional pictures or a video. You actually pay something, but you can put your, list your horse on there for free with one picture as well. So if you want to just get started, see how it goes, or if you want to check out the horses for sale, we appreciate them. We appreciate them supporting Really Bad Ads. That was a good ad. Let's do some bad ones.
I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Can I go back to Brandon for 1 second and just say those polo players, they know they're hot too. His comment there, they know they're hot.
Yeah. If you recall, I did an interview with my friend Melanie, who is also a Monty Roberts certified instructor, and she lives down in Argentina. And I said, so, they're all hot. Like, do you date them? She's like, no, because they know they're hot. Yeah. She's like, I would never date. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but I wish I'd played polo when I was a teenager. Jeez, that would have been a whole different ball game. All right. it's time to do some really bad ads. This time of the week when listeners submit some really crappy ads from the internet, from Facebook, or certainly not the app we were just talking about, Craigslist and all different kinds of places. And then we just have a little fun with them. And we can sit back today. I think you and I are each going to do about two ads. And then everybody else, we had 6 submitted ads by listeners.
Fantastic.
So they read their own. And you get double the entries for prizes when you read your own. And by the way, congratulations to Robin Donahue from last month, who won the box of crap. And we'll announce a new prize here shortly. Andrea sent the first one in. This looks to be off of Facebook in the Horses for Sale. For horses for sale free section, $5,000. I don't know.
Horses for sale free. From free to 5,000.
Oh, free to 5,000. Got it. Good project for a young gun that needs a dose of humility. Make an offer. And the picture, is it a mule or a horse? Look at the ears.
I don't know. It's very explosive. Is this a real thing or is this like a joke?
I don't know, but it's a picture of a guy on a mule or a horse that basically has all feet, 4 feet off the ground, and it does not look like it's going well.
It's jumping an invisible jump.
And it says here that the horse is aggressively self-confident. That's funny.
Love it.
All right. Let's go to Mary Schmidt sent in an ad.
Hi, guys. It's Mary from Wyoming, and I have a really bad ad from the Wyoming Horses Sale page. Does anybody have a barn and corrals they are not using? I am looking to rent or lease a barn and corral or a barn and a few acres for up to 3 horses. I'm also needing to park my motorhome there as well. All I need is an electrical hookup for the motorhome, for me and my dogs. Would need to build a small yard for them. Rent is negotiable.
Let me get this straight. So this is a person who wants to live on your property and have all your barns. You provide them an electric hookup, and they want to build a fence for their dogs in your yard of where their horses are staying and they're living. And they're going to negotiate the rent. Like, I don't know. That's too expensive. This sounds like a squatter coming. You've got a squatter that is coming to your property, and they will never ever leave.
They will never leave.
Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Oh,
you dig us a septic tank and a septic system for us too?
Right. Hey, we're just, you know what? Don't worry about digging it. We're just going to dump it out back.
God. Do you think there's somebody that responded to that and said, yeah, come on over and squat at our place for a lifetime?
Well, it just begs the question, where are they now?
I know.
What are you, where are you right now?
I know.
If that's what you need,
Got to get the last place.
Next one, Cassidy said in the next one. And this is, oh, bless its heart, right off the Cincinnati Craigslist. And it's a picture of a horse. I think it's a horse because they've cut off most of the head and they've cut off most of the tail. So it's basically like a 45-degree angle of the front left shoulder.
Like, it's a pretty white horse.
I think it's white. It could be just dirty. I don't know. It could be some sort of light Palomino.
Only has
I don't
half
know.
A face, though. That, you're going to have to deal with that. I don't know.
Yeah. You can't see the hunches of the face. Okay. Here's the ad. This is, again, Craigslist. About 4 years ago, I got her from someone that rescued her, but they were keeping her in a barn only she used. To be a jumping horse is what? I was told since I've had her, she's done very well without being locked up in. A barn 900 is firm. And text only, I'll attach pics.
Maybe with the other pic, she get the other parts of the horse. Maybe she can
there is
you all
not
the
a lick of punctuation or capitalization in there, by the way.
No. And apparently, I guess it used to be a jumping horse, but no longer because we don't jump. I don't know what they said.
Yeah. I really don't. Yeah. But it's super cute.
One of my favorite submitters sent in an ad, and that's Gemma.
Hey, it's Gemma. Glenn, I guess I should apologize for not pre-warning you about the xenomorph birthing horse who would fit perfectly on the set of Alien, although I do consider it an honor to be inducted into the Hall of the Band. To make up for the horror of the other week, here's a happy, sparkly ad for Kids English Saddle and Tack, $120. Do you have a child that is dying for a horrifyingly pink Barbie comes to life? And did I mention pink saddle? Does your kid want to get noticed at whatever the cost? Do you have a fashionista pony that deserves some outrageous party tack? Then this 12-inch synthetic pink pony tack set is made for you. I didn't take a picture of everything, but it includes the saddle, irons, nylon stirrup leathers, fluffy pink girth, nylon pony bridle with matching reins, and a matching martingale. This was used approximately twice, but the older kid that liked it grew out of it like a week after she got it. Her mom planned very poorly, and the younger one prefers the western saddle. We put this on our oversized mini. It would probably fit a full-sized horse okay too, much to any dignified horse's chagrin. Sounds like the perfect set for your little pony Scooter. And remember, friendship is magic.
That's right. Last week she did one where the baby horse was coming out of the rectum or something. I don't know.
It came out of the side of the horse. It was so gross.
Yeah. Redeemed yourself very well. Good job, Gemma.
That's funny. Oh, God. All right. Next one up was Sam, who sent this one in. It's a horse trailer of the week. It's $1,000 from Berks County, which is Pennsylvania. So here we have a Maritz horse / livestock trailer for $1,000. Trailer used. Good tires. Floor will need attention, but usable. I just pulled two horses.
No, they're lucky to be alive.
Did you see the floor? It's all rotted out. Can fit up to 3 or 4 hearses slanted. Doesn't come with dividers. Needs some paint. Yeah, no kidding. Clean title, ready to go, willing to make trades, partial, saddles, tack, etc. Don't offer me $500. I will not take it.
Okay, I will not offer you $500.
Buddy, you should take it. If somebody offers you $500, please take it.
Wow.
This is a four-horse, rounded front trailer like we usually have. And yes, it is completely rusted out. If you notice where the trailer top meets the frame on the bottom, it's completely rusted out. So the fact that you hauled two horses and they're still, they didn't fall through to the road, you are darn lucky. You are a lucky man. Take the $500 and go.
And go.
Yeah. All right, Angie sent this one in. Oh, and Angie, you're going to love her accent.
Hi, it's Angie in Australia, and I want to submit a really bad ad. Horse float, $7,500, Romsey, Victoria. Hey you, ! In capital letters. See this pretty little thing right here? This thing is going to take your horse to the Old Town Road, baby. You know what? Make that two horses. Kept sheltered all its life and hardly used simply because this ain't got no time for that. Hashtag year 12 life, baby. The tires have been on the float for at least 2 years, but that rubber is still fresher than a box of unused Frangers. Best believe you're not about to lose it in the wet, unlike condoms. This weapon comes rolling on alloy wheels for that touch of elegance that perfectly complements your style. Owen, have I got a surprise for you. You've still got two more of those bad boys to spare because you're damn hard ass and you got no time for being stuck on the side of the road. This package has room for two with padded walls and rails to keep your horses in the back comfortable can ride all night long. For the owner, you get to marvel in the lightweight aluminium construction, fiberglass canopy, glazed glass windows, and bomb as F paint job to make it look as though you just walked out of Gucci because their prices ain't high enough. Functionally, you benefit from the hydraulic trailer brakes and a lightweight chassis, which means low fuel consumption and an uncanny ability to avoid having to pay insurance excess because that wanker pulled out in front of you and you couldn't stop in time. This trailer comes standard with the 7-pin round socket trailer plug, but you don't need to worry about connecting it to your new whip because I'm going to do you a solid and throw in a round plug to flat plug adapter just because you seem like a genuine person. Look here and look no further, partner. This is exactly what you've been looking for, and now you've found it. This excellently crafted piece of Australian engineering serves your purposes to the fullest extent, and all it takes for it to be yours is $7,500 and your signature.
Well read, first of all, and what an accent. Angie, I want you to co-host the show with me sometime when Jamie's out.
I feel like that was a personal ad. You know, like, now you're going to, like, you walked out of Gucci because like, it just wasn't expensive enough. Like, what? The beginning of that, I was like, this is somebody who's looking for a friend. That special friend. But good job, Angie. That was awesome.
Well read. Oh, another one of our favorites. Laureen is back.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hi, this is Laureen Barden, and I'm going to read a really bad ad. This ad has a picture of Secretariat, and it's a picture of Secretariat running, beautiful picture, and the people in the background all have their 70s outfits on, so it's obviously a very old picture. And the ad is titled Horse Racing Guru $8, Miami, Florida. This ad makes no sense to me, but we'll try it. Horse racing guru. $8,000 makes us $10,000 a month, or $16,000 makes us $22,000 a month using a proven billionaire, all in caps, system. We can scale profits to $10,000 to $100,000 per month in a short period of time, .. My time, my effort, my expertise, and your money equals immediate profits, period. Horse racing backer / sponsor wanted. You work from home. I will provide a proof of concept with a starting bankroll of just $400. If the boat floats with $400, .. it will also work with $4,000, .. $40,000, .. $400,000, etc. Wagering pools reach 1 to 2 million per race, .. .. There's no biz like the horse biz, .. You control the investment and all the winnings. You control the investment and all winnings, and you pay me a 50-50 split.
Oh.
Can meet in person. Okay. That's the end. Okay, so I should quit my job and meet this person, because apparently I can make $1 million betting on horse races. Okay, that's the end. Bye.
I'm pretty sure if you meet that person, you might get murdered.
Can you picture this guy, though? You could just picture him.
It's one of those, like, did anybody call you? By the way, investing $10,000 to get $12,000 is not a fantastic investment. Like, it's a very high risk investment.
Oh, and then you're really going to give half of it to him.
Payoff. And then, yeah, so I'm going to give you $10,000. You're going to make $2,000 on top of that. So you're going to give me $11,000.
But my initial investment with a very high risk, like, I mean, I'm no doctor or mathematician or scientist or whatever it takes to realize that this is like hilarious. I mean, hilarious. Please tell me. Like,
I want to get the guy on the show, though. Listeners... I thought we should get him on the show. That'd be funny as hell.
Oh my God. That would be the greatest thing ever. Can you, Loreen, you have to send Glenn that ad because we need to call him. I want to get this
better
guy on
yet.
The show.
Take your gun along with you when you do this, but can you go meet him in person and have the recorder going?
No. No. Do not do that. We do not encourage you to meet strangers from the internet here. However, what I would like is his phone number, because I think he'd be like a perfect fit for Retired Racehorse Radio.
Oh, he would be. Yes. Let's see what you and Joy could do with him.
Oh my God. That'd be so fun. Hi, my name is Jamie Jennings and I'm the host of Retired Racehorse Radio. And we would love to have you on as a guest to talk about your gambling strategies. We've really been interested in having a host, having somebody who really is knowledgeable about the ways of gambling and how to make plays and how to do things. And it sounds like from your ad, you are an expert. So would you be, and he'd probably be like, yeah, I'd be happy to do an interview for $10,000.
Dollars, yes. For half the tank. All right. Lisa sent this one in.
Hi guys, it's Lisa from New Zealand, and I have a really bad cold and a really bad ad for you, and hopefully I'm just going to give you my really bad ad.
Double
awesome. So here goes. This ad is from Facebook. It's Arabian Horses for Sale New Zealand. Here goes. This girl is full of personality, not for the faint-hearted, but an awesome horse for a confident rider. A confident horse who knows what she wants. Bred for endurance with a dam who has some massive wins under her belt, and sired by Carmelo Zavago. This girl has a flashy look, and she knows it. Has had no jump schooling, but has moved herself to a new paddock on occasion, so possibly some potential there. Was broken in at 4 years old, and was ridden on and off until about a year ago. Has since been turned out. Mainly hacking, no formal schooling, forward moving under saddle, the odd buck when excited. Right? No big deal. Good to ride out alone. Can be mirrored in company if ridden too close to others, though. Can be paddocked alone or with company. Not bottom of the pecking order, though. Always waiting at the gate. Easy to catch, as she loves coming out to work. Located in the Hawke's Bay. Feel free to ask questions. I have so many questions. But mostly I think this is just a fiery little feisty mare. Anyway, that's my really bad ad. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
I feel like these overseas ads are all double entendres. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she is feisty and she knows it and she's good for endurance and blah. I'm like, what? Okay. Maybe that's just
me. I'm loving, though, that we're getting so many ads from down under now. Thank you all for that. We
Y'all
appreciate
are the best.
It. You have to take the next one for obvious reasons.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Look, Karen sent this one in, and this is, again, thank God Craigslist is back. Thank God Facebook is stopping horse yes. ads, because then it's getting right back to Craigslist, and this is great. Okay, there. What on earth did you make me read? Good Lord.
There's some misspellings in this one. Let's just say that.
Well, I think it's obvious, considering they're selling whores. The first horse is a Foxtrotter, 15 hands high. Good with kids. Anyone can ride her. She's an 11 years old, $1,000. The second horse will work. Is 15.5 hands. Good and gentle. Can ride too. She's a standard breed, $800. For more questions. Okay. This picture of the whores is the two whores are they're standing in muck up to their fetlocks in a dark barn with the light behind it, and they're very far away from the camera. So
and the one is butts to the camera. You can't even see.
You can't even see them. Thank God for Craigslist. Man.
All right, one more. Thank you to Emily also for submitting, but Katie sent this one in.
Hi, this is Katie Moulton, and I have an ad for you from Vermont's Craigslist. It's an animal that I really didn't expect to see in Vermont, but here goes. New home needed. My pet water buffalo desperately needs a new home. He's very friendly and loves attention. His name is Seymour. He is pretty big, but just a big dummy. Doesn't do well with horses, but lives great with cows. And there's adorable pictures of him climbing on the guy's porch. Looks like he wants to come in the house. There's a guy riding him bareback. There's a picture of him swimming in the river. And I actually emailed about him, and he's free. It's just too bad he doesn't get along with horses, or he would totally be in my backyard.
I want a water buffalo.
I want him too.
You have a pond. He would love your place.
You know what? Well, maybe we could fix the whole doesn't like horses thing.
Well, you know, I think after
I'll
some
put him
join
out with
up,
Zeus and
after some join fun. Up with the water buffalo, you'll have him fixed. He'll
yes.
be fine after that.
I want to know what exactly about horses he doesn't like. Like how much does he not like horses? Like has he injured things? Like I don't know. I have more questions. I have more questions. So far, what I've learned today, Glenn,
yes.
is that I am about to become a water buffalo owner. and then what was the other one I really liked? The little pony, the little cream colored pony. You can't see its head. I want that one. I also learned that I'm very much Miss Craigslist.
I know. It's coming back. It's so nice.
And the pony place is probably not going to have really bad ads.
No, that's why I had them on. I actually looked at the ads.
So. Oh, darn it.
Hey, I have a special announcement, and thank you to the Pony Place for sponsoring. For sponsoring Really Bad Ads, you can go to Pony Place. It's ponyplace.net, right? Let me get that right. Ponyplace.net, or search for Pony Place in the App Store. Special announcement. Peter Prince, remember who wrote the song for Marsha? From
yes.
Nashville, just sent me a voicemail and said that he's listening this morning, and he said we can play a song, but I don't have it queued up, so I can't play it now. But
okay.
we'll probably play it on Monday. And Peter, we would love to get you on the show. I think it'd be fun to have a writer from Nashville on. So we would love to have you on the show. Maybe we'll get that
arranged.
Like
legitimate guests.
Yes.
We've had some today. It's awesome.
Isn't that cool that he wrote and was listening this morning? That's very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate that. And we'll definitely have you on the show. He said he's actually going to Briarfest this weekend to watch the retirement ceremony. So
he was listening to make sure you didn't play the song.
I know.
Sue, but like now that he's like, oh, yeah.
No, I'm glad I didn't play it now. he did say we could play it. And Templeton tried to call, too. She was just running a little late, so we couldn't get to her. She just called a couple minutes ago. So hi, Templeton. And you guys all have a fantastic weekend in Kentucky.
How fun.
You have a fantastic weekend in England. We will be back with shows next week. Just because Jamie's not here doesn't mean we're not here. So we're here. And maybe she'll call in one day from
yes.
the top of the Eiffel Tower because she never got to London to end up in France. something. They're close. You can travel between them. Thanks, everybody. Have a good trip.
Bay, neuter, yelled. All right, everybody.